Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. And, yep, everything that sort of kind of melted just a tad earlier today as we hit, in some places, 33 degrees, is now in the process of refreezing. I'm already seeing it where I am. It's going to be pretty slick and pretty treacherous, actually. And what else can I tell you? We've got some school closings. We've got school delays. 2 hours seems to be the norm. That includes the Richmond City schools. And while we're talking about the city of Richmond apparently has a $22 million budget surplus, which is really cool. Except the city of Richmond itself doesn't have a job. What happens? Well, what happens is that it takes money from taxpayers. And since it takes money from taxpayers and it has $22 million extra dollars, it would seem to me that you would just return the money to the taxpayers, right? That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know. City Councilwoman Reva Trammell is joining us. She represents the 8th District, the south side of the city. She's probably got an idea or two about what should be happening with this. Reva, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me on your show today. I really appreciate this.
Well, the pleasure is always mine. And let me be one of the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. A little bit early, but...
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes, ma'am. We love you. All right. So the city's got $22 million as a surplus. Tell me what's going on with that, and what's the process for either spending it or sending it back to the taxpayers?
Well, how did we find this $22 million? Because we were told we only had like $16 million. Then all of a sudden, after they voted my paper down with a couple of my colleagues, because we try to reduce the real estate tax by 4 cents, and the mayor stood up there and said we couldn't do it, and the CAO, Odie Donald, said we cannot do this, it'll be raining on us, and this and that. Well, all of a sudden, they find $22 million. How did that happen?
Good question.
You know?
Yeah.
And we still haven't got the answer.
Wow.
And I believe it was more than that.
Wait a minute, so you think there actually was a surplus larger than $22 million?
It could be. We don't know. This is what they're telling us, that there is $22 million. But just a few, not even a month ago, we were told we were $16 million. And if we did this, we would be hurting. You know, all kinds of stuff could happen, just everything. So my colleagues voted against it again. And the taxpayers and the citizens, they were screaming, hollering, how come Chesterfield can reduce theirs? Henrico can, but the city can't never do it.
Right.
And like they said, and I stood up there and I said, well, Mayor, it's 4 cents. You know, 4 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, what's 4 cents? I said, well, then let's do 6 cents. Let's do 10 cents. And then I said, my people are struggling. And he said, so am I. I said, well, Mayor, how can you be struggling? If you're struggling, can you imagine my people, how they're struggling? They don't make what you make.
That's right.
They'll make what we're making.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Look, the 8th District, you got a lot of people who, as you point out, are struggling, and a decrease in the property tax would be huge, would it not?
Yes, it would. And you know, my people said, you know, they want to come out, the mayor and the CAO wants to say, what's the, you know, $180? $180 means a whole lot to a lot of people in my district.
Yeah.
A lot.
It absolutely does.
Especially when, you know, they have medicine that they have to pay for because it's not covered. They have groceries have gone up. Utilities have gone up. Dominion Power's going up. Everything. And you can't reduce the real estate tax by 4 cents. Why not 6 cents or 10 cents?
Mm-hmm.
We have the money. You find the money for everything else that you want or that you need.
Right.
You know, you need to start paying attention to these homeowners that have stayed in their homes for years and years and years, went through all the crime that we had, the, you know, so many homicides back in the day, and they still didn't move. They stayed here. And now here they are. They're trapped in their homes. They have nowhere to go. Where are they going to go? And they're struggling to hold on to their houses. And you still won't reduce the real estate tax.
Are you hearing anything from the other members of council, Reva, that they agree with you or they would side with you in trying to get some help? I know they voted against your idea a while back, but it just seems to me, especially now, if they know there's $22 million in a surplus, it just seems to me they would want to do the right thing. I would hope they would.
Well, Sarah has from the 4th District, Sarah and Stephanie. They did. And then I think Sarah, you know, it said something or wrote a letter, and then, you know, she gets scolded by the mayor. That's not good. We're council members.
That's right.
We're elected officials. We answer to the people.
Yeah.
And the mayor's supposed to answer to the people, not the CAO. The CAO just got here, what, 100 days ago?
Yeah.
And people ask him, what's he done?
Let me ask you about the mayor. I remind everybody, Reva Trammell's joining us, member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 8th District, south side of the city. Is the mayor just sort of overstepping his bounds, stepping on the council?
I hope not. I hope he doesn't. And you don't sit there and you scold a council person, because that Sarah had every right to say what she wanted to say. We answer to the citizens.
Yeah. Well,
and he's supposed to answer to the citizen. And if you got $22 million, where, you know, what are you going to, you know, why can't you reduce the real estate tax like the citizens are asking for?
Right.
And count, well, you know, where's the other council members? How come they're not opening their mouth? Oh, that's right. It's not election year. But you know what? They better wake up in 2028. They better wake up.
Well, this is the thing, Reva. You know, you and I both have a tremendous admiration, appreciation, love for former Governor Doug Wilder, right? He's our guy, right? And what is it that Doug Wilder said all along? You got to answer to the people. You got to talk to the people. Find out what's going on with the people. It just seems to me that the mayor, he's got one person, I guess, the CAO and the city council and the rest of it. You guys, it seems to me his message is, hey, my way or the highway.
Well, Governor Wilder said, remember this, always put your people first and you can never go wrong.
Yeah.
And who is the mayor putting first?
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Well, that's...
But I talk to Governor Wilder all the time.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's been my mentor for years and years and years.
Yeah, well, he is at 94. He could still run rings around 94% of the people in public life, at least.
Got that right.
Yeah,
got that right.
He's a great guy. So what's next? Are you going to reintroduce a measure in the council to try and bring that property tax down? Or are you going to call on the mayor to just, what if he just sent out rebate checks?
We don't want no rebate check. We don't want no bonuses. Give them something that can be year after year after year. And next year when we get another surplus or whatever, reduce it some more. If Chesterfield and him, Michael, can do it, why can't we? And, Jeff, like I have said over and over, I can remember back in 1998, I couldn't get a developer in my district. I begged and screamed and hollered for someone to please come over here and give us some housing, give us this and that. Nobody would pay attention to me. Now, here we are, 2025, I got 11 developers building in our 8th district.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of housing going up.
Yep.
A lot of apartments, townhouses, all of that.
Yep. Yep.
So where's all that money going?
That's the question, Reba, and you're right. I mean, you have been an advocate for that 8th district for certainly as long as I can remember. And there are a lot of us who have said throughout the years, nobody as loudly, as passionately, as consistently.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's you, but there have been people saying, hey, let's bring some development to this part of the city. Let's get some stuff done. And now it is happening. There's money coming in. There's all sorts of development, as you point out, lots of developers now in the 8th district. And still, the mayor says to the people who have lived there forever, who have, as you say, they're trying desperately to stay in their homes, for God's sakes, and the mayor just does not seem to care. It's shameful.
And other council members that represent some of the poorest of the neighborhoods, too, in their district. What are they saying? Why is it always, you know, whatever the mayor is sitting in that seat? I'm not doing it. I'm there for the people, to listen to the people. This Thursday night, I got probably over 170 citizens coming to our 8th district meeting this Thursday night to talk about code refresh, because Kevin Vonk's going to be there to talk to us about that, because people are wondering what is going to happen to our neighborhoods if that gets passed.
Well, that's a big issue. Hey, Reba, for folks who are listening, who might actually, I don't know if there's a limit on how many people can go, if it's
they
still
can come,
open.
6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Satellite Restaurant Lounge, 4000 Richmond Highway, 23234. And I will be there at 5 p.m. And if you have any, if you want to ask me any questions, call my cell at 804-240-5050. That's my cell.
All right.
My home number is 804-233-7382.
You are the best, and I love you standing up as you always do for the community. And just like Doug Wilder said, listen to the people. You're never going to go wrong. You're a fighter. That's what we love about you, Reba. I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Please let me know how the Thursday meeting goes, and let me know.
I sure will.
You know, I want to get you back on. We'll talk about it a little bit more. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff, and Merry Christmas to you and your family and to everyone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Reva. Love you. That is Reva Trammell. Reva is a fighter. Reva is scrappy. Reva is consistent. I mean, you could just say all of those things if you want. But Reva's also standing up for her district. It always has. She is trying to figure out why the mayor is looking at $22 million and saying, nope. Not going to help the taxpayers. Nope. Not going to help people who are actually paying their property taxes, trying to stay in their homes. He's got another agenda. What is it? I don't really know. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.